हरे कृष्ण। प्रहलाद इन मेनी वर्सेस टोल्ड हिज फ्रेंड्स दैट द डिवोशनल सर्विस टू द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज मेड इज रेंडर्ड वेरी सिंपल एंड वेरी ईजी बाय लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ। नालम द्विजत्वम देवत्वम शित्वम वा असुरात्मजा। ही सेइंग माय डियर फ्रेंड्स Nalam Dvijatvam, you don't need to be a Brahmana. Devatvam, you don't have to be a great demigod. Rishitvam, you don't have to be a very great sage. All of you, he says, children of demoniac families, Lord does not place any conditions of upadhis. Like yesterday we said, Atmatvat, Sarvabhutanam, Siddhatvat, Iha Sarvatah. The Lord is right next to us in our heart, so He is easily accessible and approachable. And also Siddhatvat Iva Sarvataha. And the Lord can be very easily obtained by anyone. He is very dear. So after saying all these things, He inspired His friends to take to the path of devotion service. But one thing we should know, although there are many, many verses, even in Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna says that Namamhi Partha Vipashita Yepisi Papa Yoniha Shriyo Shudras Tata Shudras Striyo Vaishyas Tata Shudras Te Apyanti Paramgatim. Even businessmen and women and Shudras and anybody from any walk of life can take to my devotion service, you know. And Krishna says, even if you do a little bit, Swalpam Apyasa Dharmasya, that I never forget, it goes into your permanent record. And even if you slip from your platform of purity, apichet sudaracharo bhajate mam ananya bhak, still you will be considered a sadhu if you are repentant and remorseful and you rise from it. Not only that, you don't have to worry anything about your material well-being. Yoga kshemam mahamyaham, I personally take care. And you don't have to perform in yajna dana tapa, all that naham vede na tapas, all these things. Vedeshu yajneshu tapasya chaiva daneshu yatpulya phalam pradishtam atyeti tatsarvam idam viditva yogi yogim paramsthanam upaiti chadyam. Lord actually tells that all the other processes, what other people are doing, you get all of those benefits. You don't have to separately do them. You just focus on my devotional service. Krishna says, in this way, and He has given assurance, even if the path is difficult for you, Machitta Sarva Durgani Mat Prasadat Tarishyasi, the path will become very smooth for you when you surrender to me. And I will take care of you. And then He talks in several verses about how dear are the devotees to Him. So, in this way, anybody who hears about the path of devotion service will think, why will anyone not take to it? Therefore, we have to also say, although Krishna opens the door for all the jivas to come and become His devotee, there are certain very specific and strict conditions that He has put if one has to enter into a relationship with Him. He says that there has to be constancy in devotion service. Satatam kirtayantomam, ananya chetaha satatam. In several places He says that. And there has to be determination in devotional service. Yatantascha dhidavrataha. One cannot make a casual attempt in devotional service. One has to have determination. Several places He says that. And also He emphasizes that the devotion service has to be accompanied with love. Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti upagritam. Two times He says the word bhakti, bhakti, in one shloka only. Similarly He says, tesham satyadivutanam bhajatam preeti purvakam. So bhakti, preeti. There is a condition put for love. He cannot accept anything which is offered without love. And fourthly, He also puts a condition that our devotion to Him should be exclusive. We cannot afford to have one leg in sense gratification, one leg in Krishna consciousness, or little interest in Krishna and little interest in other demigods. He very clearly says that my devotees have to be exclusively worship me. Ananya. Ananyaschintayantomam, ananyagatitvam. So in this way, exclusive worship of Krishna, done constantly, done with great determination, done with great affection, He puts these conditions. Actually, he says that since I am committing myself to you so much, you know, then you have to show these commitments to me. Otherwise, I am not ready for a casual relationship. That is like that. He has very clearly mentioned in the Gita. So, those people who have a habit of making casual friendship, mostly, you know, result-based friendship. Okay, if I make friendship with this fellow, I will get this or I will get that. They are actually no candidates for devotion service at all. they will get washed away. Huh? But those who enter into a serious relationship with Krishna, giving their hearts, giving their lives, giving their focus, giving their attention, giving their absorption, and Krishna becomes their only goal, they are the people who line up to attain Krishna's lotus feet eventually, very soon. So, it is a fact that Krishna is the most magnanimous Lord, accommodating Lord, approachable Lord, friendly Lord, sweet Lord. It's all very true. At the same time, He has made His demands very clear in the path of pure devotion service. So, therefore, the chanting of the holy name can actually cleanse our heart and elevate us to the point of attaining His lotus feet. Or we may chant and we may get stuck up because of not willing to pay the price what Krishna is asking in this verses of Gita, due to which we may have an iron curtain or a big blockage on the way due to our own limitations and our own unwillingness to surrender. Therefore, while studying about Krishna's magnanimous nature, we also should study about the commitments and sincerity, seriousness, dedication that's required from our side while taking to the process of the simple process of chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.